We continue Hilchos Nidus Simen Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Dalad Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Machzik Rishosai, somebody, a couple who's getting remarried, they were divorced and they're getting remarried. Tzrichlos B'Shiv Nakiyim, they have to count the Shiv Nakiyim. Afilu Girsha Kishiv Sumaberis, even if they got divorced while she was pregnant. The Gzir Kishimuberis, and they get remarried while she's still pregnant. Or she Girsha Kishimenekis, or they got divorced while she was nursing. The Gzir Kishimenekis, and he remarries her while she's nursing. But if they did do this without waiting to Zayin the term, Zayin the Kiyim, that we want every Chas and Akala, every couple that's getting married, to wait. The Kiyim Shekvah Bola, since this couple had already had relations once, so I talk of Yitzhak Okach, the concern is less than by a couple who had never been married before, and they can remain together anyway. Sevhei Tzrich Lazar B'Moid Ma'oid. We have to be most careful. Shlo Yishkov Chosin Eitz Akala, that a Chosin Akala should not sleep to get in the same place. Adalai L'Shuroi Tzalival, until they're ready to have relations. Sevov, Hakonis is a Psula Boyles Mils Mitzvah. When somebody marries a woman who had never had relations before, he does the bia. Vav Bishadab Shoshis V'Yorid, even if she is bleeding. Gomer Bersa Ritzoinai, he could complete the bia Vein Chosish. Because the dam is not assumed to be dam nida, it's considered to be dam besulim. Avol lach shagama biyasei, when he's completed the bia, perishes atzmei mimeno, they separate vitameya, and she considered a nida. Vafilo nirishum dam, even if after the act of bia there was no dam, the chashinin, we need to be concerned, shema yotze tipus dam, maybe some dam did exit a body. The nechpes of shechlezer was covered by the shechlezer, and that's why it's not visible. And therefore, because of that concern, v'alkei machzik and oisak nida gemura, she's treated like a full-fledged nida. Sev zayin, besula shachah bila rishon tavla, a besula after the first bia that went to the mikvah, v'gam bila shniya rots adam, and then they did bia again, and again she saw dam, v'chem v'am shlishis, Revius, and this happened the third time, the fourth time. Every time this happens, the halach is yesh b'shelim teres l'shal etzabala. A woman who's a kala, and then they separate, as the halacha just taught us. And then during those days of separation, she becomes a nida. So all of the halachas nida, apply. She has to wait 5 days from when a minimum of 5 days from the bia took place, and then on only then could she start counting Zayin Nakiyim. Sevches muta level besula b'Shabbos. You're allowed to have bia the first time with a woman who never had bia on Shabbos. Ab b'shoyse chabura, even though it may cause bleeding, it's still not asur on Shabbos. Sif simakuf nun ches dine yoledus umapelas. Yoledus, if somebody had a baby by yod v'lad chai, whether the child was born alive, bein v'lamei, so the child was born not alive, afilu nefel, it's a child that was never destined to make it, afilu eros adam, even if there was no bleeding during that situation, harei tumas leida, she becomes tumas leida. Umitzar adin, if we look at the letter of the law, what it says in the pasuk, im hayavlad zachar, if the baby's a boy, she's tummy for 7 days no matter what. Mishum leida, tumas leida, vakach yochalis b'shiv nakiyim, and then she has to keep 7 days that she's clean, v'titbo, and she go to the mikvah. V'may in the cave, if the baby was a girl, hitamei abasa yoyim, mishum leida, then there's tumas leida for 14 days, vakach seferes shivas nakiyim v'tevelis. And then she goes to the mikvah after 7 clean days, and goes to the mikvah. Counts 7 clean days and goes to the mikvah. However, that she doesn't go to the mikvah during the first 40 days after a boy was born, and during the first 80 days after a girl was born. If this is an accepted minig, then that minig should be kept. it could be understood. And regarding this type of minig, the pasuk says, "Shema b'nei Musar avich v'altitoish taris emecha." We have to follow minhagim that are established under all circumstances. Avol b'minaseinu, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, where we are, that's generally everywhere. Ein b'zeh minig kavua. There is no established minig. Mashi yesh b'ktsas minig minig shleid l'hitvel ad l'achashish yeshuas l'zocher. And that there is a minig in some places the first 6 weeks after a baby boy was born. B'tisha shuas l'nekeva u'kadoim l'minhagim ke'elim. This is a new minig. He says, ein l'shum tam, that is not, it's a baseless minig. And it has been completely abolished through great Talmid Chachamim, have abolished any such minig. Yesh Imrim, there are those that have a minig. Shetzarach Lifish Leil Abon Ve'echel Zachar, on the night going into the 41st day after baby boy was born. Ve'leil Shmoin Ve'echel Nekeva, the night going into day 81 when a girl was born. That there's a concern on that, on those particular nights, that she may have, she may see dam. K'may b'shas vesta, that's considered like a veset. V'yesh cholkim, and there are those that say there's no basis for such a minig. U'bal nefesh yochesh la'atzmai. Somebody wants to be careful to keep such a minig. V'mipila sofek zocha sofek nekeva. If there was a miscarriage and we don't know if the baby was a boy or a girl, those that keep this minig, yifresh leil abayim ve'echad v'leil shmonim ve'echad, not have relations on the night going into the 41st and 81st days. Sif gimel isha shepila ezadova. If a woman expelled something from her body, afilo ein bay tzuras v'leil klal, and what was emitted from the body doesn't look like a child at all. El kamei chatichas basar or kadaima, just look like a piece of flesh. Tzrich lach malachzak atzmai betumas leidus nekeva. She has to consider herself as if she had a baby. And as we've been learning, the halacha is stricter when the baby was a girl than was a boy. So of course we can't identify if it was a boy or a girl. We have to treat it as if it was a girl. But she should ask Rav, ki lefamim yesh lahakal. There sometimes is room for leniency. If she had a boy, she had a miscarriage, and then there was the afterbirth, even though the baby looked like a boy, that sack might have contained another baby, a girl, and therefore, she should be concerned about that type of situation. Sif Dalad, Isha Shabar L'Shenim Uberis, if there's a woman who's certain that she's not pregnant, but Tavlu L'Bala, that's why she went to the mikvah, U'B'Toich Abayim Yom Yipila, and then during those 40 days, within 40 days, she had a miscarriage, Ein Chasheshes L'Vlaida, we don't need to be concerned about that event. Ken Avlad Noitzah B'Pachs Me'Bayim Yom, if she is certainly could not have possibly been pregnant for more than 40 days. It's less than 40 days since the last time the husband and wife had relations, for example. So there's no question that she doesn't have tumas leida because she couldn't have been pregnant for 40 days. If she couldn't have been pregnant for 40 days, so that anything that happens before 40 days is not considered a situation of tumas leida. Aval tumas nida, aval tamei nida. She is considered a nida, the filu near a dam, even if there was no dam, the stama yiktsas dam, it's hard to say that there was no dam. Ela shenevid, it must have gotten somehow misplaced. We don't see it because he actually psichas rechem by dam. It's impossible for there to be an opening of the womb, and no blood at all would have come out.